Dan, back to racing as normal on slicks, as normal as we can get. Donington, it's been an odd weekend. You've had some huge disappointments, but actually, P69 race two looked quite tidy.
Yeah, 8-6. I hope Tom does me a favour now and pulls out a really good ball and gives me a chance, because we deserve it. Yeah, I'm happy. I mean, I had more hybrid deployment than those in front. I mean, it's a lovely idea, but I realised at the end, the problem is you need the front tyre alive to use it. So that lower deployment speed, as great as it is, fantastic opening laps. Of course it is, because you can get under people. Problem is, by the end of the race, especially against the BMW that's obviously quite kind on its tyres, I didn't have enough front grip to deploy, because I had to wait to, you know, if the deployment speed for me is 115, I can't really get traction until maybe 135, 140. So by the time I've waited that extra bit longer, Colin or whoever's managed to kind of close the line, and I, you know, going around the outside towards the end of the race, he's only going one way, and it's not enough to kind of drive past and pull back in. It's still going to be an overtake, which is what it's meant to be. But, you know, unfortunately, I used a little bit early on, and then there was a gap to close. If I'd have been there from the start, we'd have had obviously been able to use it earlier, and I think we'd have probably got P4 there. But P6, it's a good result. You know, I started this weekend 17th, so I've got to be happy with 8th and 6th. Let's just cross his fingers that Tom does us a favour now.
Yeah, you just walked over to Colin, and it was all smiles. What was the conversation about?
He's a wily old fox, isn't he? I just got into the back of him up at McLean's. The nature of the rear-wheel drive, they do brake a touch earlier than we do. And to be honest, it caught me out just how much earlier he actually braked than I do. Obviously, maybe he'd lost a little bit of tyre life himself. And obviously, he's wily, like I say. He knows what he's doing. He'll have thought, if I brake a bit earlier, I can get a better exit. And he just caught me unaware, but once I'd hit the brake, and I couldn't decelerate any quicker, so yeah. I actually locked the front in the last sort of 10 yards, and I just kissed his bumper, which I think is what's done my front bumper and bonnet. I talk about having a bit of luck, which sometimes Donington don't give me, but that bonnet could have come up at the end there, and it didn't, so I'm very thankful for that, because that had come across my windscreen, and I probably wouldn't have got it home, or I certainly would have to slow down a lot to get it home. So
good drive, Dan, well done.
Thank you.